Hello there, ghost lovers. I'm your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Ghost Tour. Welcome back to the haunted tales of our first season. If you're ready to catch up with Lee, Vern, and the ghosts they've encountered, you can start your own ghostly research too. Grown-ups can purchase the Ghost Tour Starter Pack. It comes with a mini Ouija board to summon spirits, a vintage book of ghost stories for inspiration, and a ghost tour notebook for your eerie discoveries and supernatural experiences. Head to CordeliaStudios.com/ghost tour and grab your starter pack today, if you dare. Here is episode 5, Cletus Crowley, The Ghostly Gathering Place.
Might I have a word with you two?
Dr. JJ. Hi.
Well, I guess he's not dead.
Were you hoping I was?
Oh, no, of course not. We're really glad you're okay.
Mm-hmm. And what's this I hear about you two bandying about the Jepson Jeepers name all across the net with your version of my tours?
We can explain.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Miss Beth, who you don't know, but, you should.
Miss Beth. I don't know a Miss Beth.
Yeah, and the social media thing? Well, that was all me. My idea. Totally. Lee was against it. I thought it was a good idea because that's how people find out about stuff
what
now.
What incarnation are you going on about? I'm delighted. I thought Jepson Jeepers was dead. No pun intended. Then one of my favorite former students, Graham, tells me it's become a phenomenon. Good on you for helping this old bag of bones rise.
So you're not mad?
You kidding? Not one bit.
Well, I guess that makes sense. You did write me that email.
Email? What email?
Oh no, not this again. This has got to be the most mysterious email ever written. Dr. JJ. You met my mom, President Crespo Lockley, over at Luke University, right?
Sure did. She's terrific.
And you guys talked about how I'd be great for Jepson Jeepers, right?
All of that's true, but I never did get an email out.
So weird.
Truth is, I've been keeping a low profile since I've been back.
A really low profile.
Didn't even have the heart to come into the building till last week.
What about Mr. Cletus?
Oh, golly.
I'd love to finally meet him.
I'm afraid Mr. Cletus is no longer with us.
He's not?
I'm sorry, who is Mr. Cletus again?
Dr. JJ's husband.
Right.
I thought that when you left, Mr. Cletus and Miss Beth kept things running while you were gone. Miss Beth was the one who first told me about Mr. Cletus. I kept expecting him to come by, and it did seem a little weird that he never did.
Again, I don't know who the heck this Miss Beth person is, but I'm afraid no one's been running things while I've been gone.
So weird.
Jepson Jeepers was always a one-man show till Cletus came along. We had tour guides, sure, but they were mostly folks who moved on in a season or two. And then, you two. I'm just amazed. Surely, I remember when you were just about this high. I'm so glad you found the manual and figured it all out. Even if I probably should have changed those old locks.
Oh, I didn't. We didn't break in. The door was open, I swear.
It's all right, dear. I'm sure it was. Truth is, I left in a hurry, and this old building needs a little more than some TLC.
Oh, no! Dr. JJ, where did you go?
My family has a little cabin out in the mountains. but not too far from Asheville. I needed some time. Losing Cletus, it's hard to be here without him.
Oh, that's my ride.
You're planning on having one of your famous tours next week?
That's the plan.
We're doing something special for Pride.
I hope you don't mind that we may have looked through some of your old notes and may have found some ideas, which we adapted, of course, but to use on our tour.
That's fantastic. As a card-carrying member of the Rainbow Mafia, I'd love to join, if you'll have me.
Cool. Yeah, no pressure. Welcome to Jepson Jeepers. I was starting to wonder whether you were a real person or Vern just invented her New York girlfriend.
Nah, I'm fully real. And I have to say, this place is pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Jepson?
Yeah, I think I like that parade even more than the one in New York. It's actually about community and not a bunch of corporate sponsorships.
Oh, I agree with you completely, Lilia.
Lee, you've never been to New York Pride.
No, but I can imagine it. Hey, what was that?
You think it's a ghost?
If it is, I hope they don't come back for at least another half hour after the tour guests arrive.
I don't think that's a ghost.
Listen, do you have rats here? It could totally be a rat.
We have raccoons, but I've never seen one nearby. And honestly, I don't want to.
I'll take a look.
Be careful. If it's a wild animal, it could be dangerous.
Huh, I don't see anything. Maybe it got scared away.
Okay, weird. It's happening again.
Maybe we just step away. Just very slowly, so we don't startle anything.
Well, hello there, ghost
lovers. Dr. DJ. You scared us.
Sorry about that. Guess I'm just excited about tonight's tour. Where to first?
Oh, well, we're starting a little later tonight because of the Pride concert in the square.
Oh, goodness. I guess I was a little hasty. I'll just wait right over. Huh? Did you just hear that?
Hear what? Those cymbals from the concert?
No. It was something else.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Oh, who knows? Maybe it's just an old man imagining things.
Who's ready for an especially spooky pride?
I'm ready.
Welcome to tonight's very special, very scary one night only tour featuring tales of Jepson's most famous queer hauntings.
This old storefront may not look like much to you now, but the basement of this very building was once the site of Jepson's original top secret queer gathering place.
So secret that it didn't even have a name. Dating back to the 1930s, members of the LGBT community gathered here with lovers and friends when same-sex romantic relationships and quote-unquote cross-dressing were both considered criminal in North Carolina and throughout the country.
To enter, patrons would slip through the alleyway under the cover of darkness. Once there, the patrons would offer two knocks and two snaps at the back door as the code for entrance.
For years, the community enjoyed the safety of the unnamed, unmarked gathering place in peace.
That is, until Roger Franks.
Roger Franks was an accountant with steady business. He was known for his quiet nature, often found drinking alone and reading a book at his favorite back table.
Because he kept to himself and never caused any trouble, he gained entrance to the club time and time again.
But one night, after a reported argument with a fellow patron for his table, Roger turned surprisingly chaotic, slurring his speech and causing havoc at this
gathering place.
When the bartender refused to serve him another drink, Roger roared in protest. He swung his arms across the bar and several tables and sent everyone's glasses crashing to the floor.
The bartender kicked him out, fearing for the safety of the other patrons.
The next night, when Roger arrived at the secret entrance, offering two knocks and two snaps,
no answer came. He repeated the password over and over again, growing more panicked, but was denied entrance into the club.
Set off by this rejection, Roger retaliated by rushing to police headquarters and reporting the activities and location of the secret gathering place that very night.
As the police stormed the basement, patrons flooded from the space, but few could escape. Many were arrested and sent to jail, their lives all but destroyed.
Roger watched from nearby as his friends were taken. This was his fault. Disgusted by himself, he ran and kept running. He ran all the way across town to the edge of the Oto River.
Right this way, folks. As we walk the path toward the very spot on the Oto River where Roger stood that night.
Here, at the tip of today's Oto River Park, a desperate Roger Franks threw himself into the dark river.
But in the rush of emotion as he dove, he knocked his head on a stone at the river's edge.
And that was the end of Roger Franks.
Every pride, it said you can see the ghostly figure of Roger running toward the river and the sound of the current sweeping him away.
Have you seen him?
No. And I don't think I want that ghost to show up.
Roger Franks was a troubled man, no doubt.
Where's the ghost? Isn't there always supposed to be a ghost?
Well, so we can't always guarantee that a ghost will show up.
I mean, they usually do, but the tour isn't even over yet, so who knows? This is only the beginning, right, Lee?
That's right. Plenty more spooky stories to come.
Yeah, just you wait.
Right this way, folks, as we head to the site of Jepson's oldest gay bar, Mary's, established in 1976. And watch yourselves, gentlemen, because a particularly cheeky ghost has been known to squeeze unsuspecting men's biceps.
Ooh!
Very funny. I felt that little tap on my arm. Was that you, Lee?
No.
Wait. Before we go, I think there's a presence here.
I see what you mean.
Oh, no. Is it Roger?
No need to fear, folks. We've never had a mean spirit visit us before, so I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Roger? Is it you? Are you with us?
Feel free to show yourself. We're friends.
Boo!
It's him! Roger!
Sorry, I'm not that ghost, but I couldn't resist.
Oh, great. Hi. Hello.
Hold on, it's a ghost? Like a legit ghost?
Yes, it seems there is a spirit here with us tonight, everyone. Thank God.
Hello, sir.
Can we help you?
You're Vern?
Yeah. How did you know that?
What's happening? Who are you talking to? Is it...
So, if you're not Roger...
I'm Cletus. Cletus Crowley.
Wait, you're Cletus? As in the Cletus? Mr. Cletus? Dr. JJ's husband Cletus?
He's here. Cletus, where are you?
He's standing right in front of you, actually.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe it. Cletus, is it really you?
Whoa, you weren't joking about this stuff.
You didn't believe me?
Well, I mean, TikTok is one thing, but it's pretty intense when it's happening right in front of you.
I'm so glad you came back, James. I've been waiting for you. I needed you to know how much I love you before I go.
He says he loves you. And he needed to tell you before he goes.
I love you too, Clee. Always will.
And Vern? About that mysterious email. You're looking at the sender.
But how?
You'd be amazed at what's possible, even from here.
No kidding.
Cletus was a manager for a big IT company in town. The Great Connector. In life and in death.
Wow.
The snapping fingers. It was you. He always used to. It wasn't fireworks or the concert. Oh, Roger, it was you.
That's right. 1, 2, 3.
Our song.
Oh, that's how elementary it's gonna be. Come on, let's fall in love.
It's easy. I gotta tell y'all, that was phenomenal.
It really was.
I never had anything like that on my creaky old tours. You two are changing the game.
Thanks, Dr. JJ.
Honestly, I'm so glad Mr. Cletus showed up. I was really worried for a second there that we weren't going to have a ghost tonight.
I'm still not sure we can keep it up forever.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help, you let me know. I don't have the gift like you do, but I've got a store of ghost stories, and I'd love to be a part of the next generation. Gypsum Jeepers 2.0, if you will. I am at your service.
So what are you saying exactly?
I'm saying Gypsum Jeepers is yours, if you want it.
Wait! Really?
Really?
That's amazing news! Especially since I had 500 tote bags made.
500?
Well, I'd be happy to take one off your hands. Advertise you around town. Not that you need it. How much?
For you, Dr. JJ, it's on the house.
Can I have one too?
For $25, yeah.
Vern, come on.
Fine. You can have one. Only because I'm not the kind of person to hold grudges.
Sure. Oh, weird. Must be that animal again.
Oh, I really hope it's not a raccoon. Or a rat.
Oh, look at that. Come here, little kitty.
Oh, phew.
You know, people say a black cat crossing your path is bad luck. But after a night like tonight, I'd say this one's a very good sign. What do you say, miss? Would you like to be Jepson Jeepa's new mascot?
Is it just me, or is there something almost human about that cat?
Vern, come on. What are you talking about?
I think you've been watching too much Hocus Pocus.
No, really. Plus, that cat looks way too clean and put together to be a stray, doesn't it?
You're just used to stray cats in New York. They have it rough there.
Maybe.
I don't see a collar. Cletus loved cats. He was so good with them, too.
That's all right.
It was great meeting you all.
You too, Lilia. Vern and Lee, I'll see you both next week.
Yes, definitely.
Hopefully I'll have the office reopened by then. Oh, and maybe you can tell me more about this Miss Beth.
That was episode 5, Cletus Crowley, The Ghostly Gathering Place. Written by C. Quintana. Produced and directed by yours truly, Rebecca Cunningham. This episode starred Rob Marrera, Matt Stanley, Imani Russell, Talia Romina, and Tria Leong. Sound design was by Chad Shanai, and theme song by Megan Begala. We also had special guests from some of our favorite kids' podcasts, Nate Dufort from Unspookable, and Jonathan Cormer from Dorktale Storytime. And special thanks to our generous donors, Susan Muadi Diraj, the folks at Dorktale Storytime, the folks at What If World, Stephen Palmieri, Jihei Park, and Rena Patel. We are so grateful for your support. Ghost Tour is a Princess Grandpa and Cordelia Studios production. For ad-free listening of Ghost Tour, Girl Tales, mysteries about true histories, and more, subscribe to Starglow Plus at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review Ghost Tour wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, happy haunting.